Miller of NBR Electronics and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3.
And, of course, this morning on Tech Talk, we are practicing social distancing. I'm 6 feet away from Charles Miller. We're probably about a mile from Charles Mall, who's on his phone here.
Probably about a mile and a half.
Well, that's probably good for social distancing. he's been out of state, so
stuff like this.
Yeah, we know that you were out of state at one time, so we're keeping you away from all of us. You were up there in that in that scary area. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
but
good morning, everyone.
It's good to hear your voice. Yes.
Yeah, good to be around. Trying to stay out of the limelight because it's a good time to not be moving around. It's been interesting going around town just to see all the people with masks and some that don't. So it's like we're all continuing to adjust to this new scenario.
Yeah, you know, it's really a sad thing when you see all the masks because everybody is, you can't see their smiles. You don't know their expression.
That's right. Kind
of a sad thing. You know, the world is totally a different place right now, and it's kind of depressing. But we're going to hope that we can get past all this, you know. One of the things I realized this week, you know, that with some kind of a thing like this, there's going to be a whole lot of changes that are going to have to take place when this is lifted. I mean, it's not going to happen all of a sudden. But there's one thing I hope does change immediately, and that is that people start recognizing downtown that the hour and a half limits on the parking spaces are still going to be ticking.
So you're feeling it, huh?
Oh, we're feeling it, man. I've had several pieces of machines come in they've been trying to bring some machines for me to repair that are normally done from companies out of state, and they can't get those people here now. So they're bringing them down to repair, but we can't get them out because there's vehicles all parked in front of my shop for the whole entire day. And so we had to actually wheel some of them around almost a block. And it was really irritating. I was just wishing
that... Yeah, that didn't sound like any fun at all.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. So I made up a nice pretty note and put it on everybody's window just so they can know that entitled people don't need to be there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They've got parking garages and parking lots. Go use them. So, anyways, we're fighting through all that, and we'll hopefully get through this week. But I'm trying to keep all these pieces of equipment up and running, and it's been a busy week.
Yeah, it has for me, too. It hasn't slowed down for me. And then I got a call from one of your customers, Charles, but I think it was some tractor place.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so that was interesting. Somebody, they filled up their disc, you know, their hard disc, to the point where it had, I think it was 750 gigabyte drive, and 550 gig was taken up by temp files. So it just filled up the hard drive.
Oh, my goodness.
It couldn't function anymore.
Yeah, they called me, and I told them, I said, listen, when you start talking gigabytes, you're talking to the wrong guy because I'm dealing with capacitors and diodes. Let me send you to the guy that knows the gigabytes. He can tell you what's happening.
Yeah. Anyway, nice people.
Yeah, they are very nice people.
I try to make time for, you know, those old emergency things, you know, when people have their operations shut down, and that's when I kind of jump into action.
Yeah.
You know, when people lose their passwords and they want me to help with some fiddly things, I really don't have much time for that anymore.
Yeah.
I focus on projects that have some flexibility to it, so I can hop out and hop back in.
Yeah.
But you do need some continuity. You know, sometimes you have to stick with stuff for a while to get anything done. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I got to give a shout out to Martin. You know, he was on last week with us on the meet now, you know, on the meeting. But we couldn't get him on the air, but he helped me out with a radio transmitter, a little small transmitter. We got a church, you know, Spruce Baptist Church, up and running, and they broadcasted through their parking lot. And, you know, that's the thing. If you're sitting at home and you have nothing to do Sunday morning, you want to go sit in your car and listen to a pastor preach, you know, you can do that. It's kind of a neat thing to be able to go out, and you can just dial in on your FM station in his parking lot and visit with everybody in that way without getting out of the car, you know. So it's kind of a nice thing. that they still have those kind of things going, and Martin made that possible for us. We had to do a little construction, but we got it all together, and it really worked well.
Yeah, I tell you, all the, there's so many Zoom meetings, and you know, everybody's got their, like Microsoft is really pushing their Teams now, because Teams has that kind of teleconferencing capability where you can hook up, you know, create a group, and then you can have people with their faces on your screen and, you know, little windows, and you can get quite a few people on there. So it'll be interesting to see how everybody holds up, because I think a lot of the providers are feeling the crunch on the bandwidth changes now.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's a little more taxing when you have so many people active at the same time. But, you know, we're learning a lot right now. That's the other thing.
Yeah, and you know, the learning curve is big. You have to try to schedule or move things around in your life to try to make all this work. And one of the things I was finding with my business is, you know, I'm not doing all the same things I used to do. I'm repairing different types of equipment that I don't see normally. And so it kind of changes your day and your dynamic. You have to kind of move things around and make it all work. And it's kind of complicated sometimes.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, the other thing I've really noticed is it forces you to slow down. You know, everything's been moving so fast for so long. And then the whole planet is kind of basically getting a rest right now. And mentally, even though it's a little taxing since we're such social creatures, it still is nice to notice things now that, you know, now I'm looking at stuff and say, well, why do I have this here? Why, you know, I'm kind of doing my spring cleaning as I go along and kind of changing some of my my habits so that, you know, I become a little more efficient.
Yeah, I've been doing that too, where I go, you know, maybe this bill isn't quite so necessary, you know? This is just one of those luxury bills that I can get rid of. So, yeah, I've been doing that little cleaning house of my own, and I think we all are doing that to some degree. Well, I'm going to give the board a moment here. He's going to take a break.
All righty, we'll all be right back after this one-minute timeout.
Everyone is doing their part in these times of need, and No Water Road Liquor has hand sanitizer that's just in from their Good Spirits Distilling out of Olathe, Kansas. That's right, for $12, you can get a 1-liter bottle. This is a liquid, not gel sanitizer, and will be best used in a spray bottle. They plan on donating a bottle for every 5 that they sell, so they're looking for suggestions on places that really need it. No Water Road Liquor is taking care of their community. And they also have a drive-through window. So stop by for all your needs.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ernestheatandair.com.
Good morning. It is 7:39, and we're back with Tech Talk with Charles and Charles.
Good morning, Charleses. Guys.
Charles squared.
Yeah, Charles squared.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I was going to say is that Apple just came out with a huge amount of updates for the iOS that's going to be on their new, their final update for this year. I don't think they're going to do another one this year, but they're having a lot of problems. I had a lot of customers in or people coming in looking to get a phone repaired that didn't need a repair. They were the new iPhone 11s. A lot of them were having this problem with ghosting, and they were seeing images on the screen that would just pop up when you would be on your keyboard typing. And we thought it was maybe because the old way that used to be like a crack in the board. And so we thought maybe that was what you got a crack in your board from a drop, you know, or whatever. But it actually ends up being it was a software issue, and they're trying to do an update to fix that. But they've one update came out, and it didn't quite fix everything. So they've got another one coming behind it. So if you have those issues happening with your iOS device, just be patient. They're going to get that fixed in the next update.
Yeah, speaking of updates, you know, the other thing that I've noticed is you know, Windows updates is finally getting caught up where it's becoming back to stable. you know, because in the early patches they did back, you know, January, February, March, they had a lot of hiccups and you know, had a lot of people, you know, lose connections and lose video. And
yeah.
So those patches are finally getting fixed so that they actually, you know, Windows 10 is starting to work more like normal. So some people weren't affected, but some people were. So it's really kind of odd how it's a random thing. So I do suggest anybody that has a Windows 10 machine that you really have at least the version 1909, because they're already getting ready for the next one. And they all seem to have requirements for the previous one. You have to get all these patches up to that level before the other one goes quick and smooth.
Yeah, and you have to do some work on the front end, right? People have to do some work ahead of time.
No, not really. They're, you know, it's pretty smart now as far as knowing what you have and what you don't have. But if you have a lot of large updates, it seems like it's breaking it up now. So it'll have a few that it'll run, and then it waits a while before it comes back and sets the next ones up. So I'm sure they're doing that to help with their bandwidth issues as well as, you know, make it easier for people. Because I think it's not a very popular thing to have your machine go through this update cycle and take it out of service for X amount of, you know, minutes or hours.
Yeah.
So they're working on that. Stuff's changing, you know, right now. There's a lot of stuff that's changing.
Well, you know, in the frame of it all, you know, if a lot of people's home security and stuff runs through their PC now, I have a lot of customers that have been asking me questions about how do we clean up this and that on our computer, because my systems are having some problems, and it's just recent with updates. And I think that's just patches and stuff that need to be updated.
Yep. I spend a lot of time doing patching, and I'm trying to figure out how to automate that more, because, you know, it's so time consuming. I mean, I could spend all my time doing nothing but patching.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm looking at a little mechanism to make that a little bit more reasonable. Like, for example, for my business customers, you know, there's a Windows Update Server service that basically can download all the updates, and then it just doles it out to the machines locally. So they're not all having to individually do the updates, and makes it much more efficient.
Yeah.
And it also lets you know who's got their updates done and who doesn't. You know,
right.
They can be a little bit more vigilant as far as taking care of business.
Yeah, and I had to do some updates on some of my firmware, you know, some of the machines that I have running. One of my programs that I use is a Chinese company that actually has the software to run, but it was for a garage door opener for my building. But it was all of a sudden having some glitches where, you know, it would only open halfway, or it was doing this and that, and I ended up finding out it was software updates that weren't installed. So I had to do some software updates, and now it's working fine.
Mm-hmm.
So just keeping up, you know. Yeah.
It's amazing how many updates come out anymore. You know, just the volume of them. And then you can't even tell when they have big bundles. They'll bundle a whole bunch of updates into one, you know, like a service pack kind of thing.
Yeah.
And because, you know, it's just like this environment that we're working on. It's being worked on while we're using it. You know, so it's really kind of a, you know, it goes to show you how fast stuff happens, and there's so much happening in the background. Having no visibility is both a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
You know, it's a blessing that you don't get, because they give you a little message that says, yeah, you can go ahead and keep on working. And that works most of the time, but it doesn't always work. Because some things, you know, like it takes your video out, or, you know, you got to restart, or, you know, there's all these other little things that basically kind of say just takes you out of service. So that's why I'm looking forward to Windows with their new modular design, where you've got all these little plug-in modules. You know, they're going to change the environment so you can unplug something, and it's almost like you have like these hot swap hard drives on the servers. You know, you can pull one out and replace it without taking anything down. You know, because there's always a parity drive that will keep it functioning.
Yeah.
Software is going to be like that, you know, because I'm seeing stuff like that on the wall now. That's why we're seeing this whole mobile environment, you know, the Android and Apple and you know, software like Microsoft would just be a plug-in module. You unplug it, and then it plug a new one in.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing a lot of, aren't we? Things are changing.
Yep, it's coming that way. Yep. So this will be a lot of change going on with just the back end. That's why it's kind of nice to understand at least the dynamics, you know, how often and how is this going to affect you? Because it seems like there's so many outfits now that they don't want to tell you anything.
Yeah,
ISPs, they don't want to tell you that they're out of service or they have some area that's down. You have to call them and find out. And even then, it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah. Wow.
So what do you do?
Yeah, I was just getting a message in from Martin that said, you know, that Red Hat Enterprise Linux has gone from 7.7 to 7.8 full OS rebuild. It took 20 minutes and dozens of hot fox, and then it says no reboot updates weekly. So I guess they're doing updates as well. There's just so much going on right now with these updates. It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that Linux environment's really going to start taking on new meaning because they like the newest version of Windows lets you run a whole Linux shell inside Windows.
Yeah.
So they've basically jumped on the Unix bandwagon, you know, the Linux bandwagon, as far as creating code that runs totally independent so you can create your own virtual machine inside just a normal Windows machine.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of power coming down this way, but if most people are probably like me, you know, you have all this technology, and how do you cover that all? I mean, how do you really get to know all this stuff unless you take this little journey through you know, digital land and look at all these spaces that are being created for you? Because it's like you've got this toolbox of like hundreds of tools. You're not going to use them all at the same time.
No,
you know,
you're
some
not.
Some of you will that kind of support the environment, but in general, it's just like you just have to break it down and use it as you need it.
Yeah.
You know, but then some of them has this learning curve, you know, where you got to spend some time in there. And that's what I've been able to do quite a bit this last few weeks is taking the time to really kind of dig in and see what's really going on instead of just flying by like, you know, we typically do because everything moves so fast.
Yeah. Well, that's the advantage of having this time at home. You know, you can spend a little bit of time on the computer and get updated and get all this information that's changing to be able to offer it to everybody else. I think we're going to take another break here. Our engineers signal me in.
All right. It is 7:48. We'll be back with more of Tech Talk in just a moment after this 1 minute timeout.
These are challenging times for our community, state, and region, and we recognize that at Patriot Auto Group here in Bartlesville. Hello, Tad and Manning from Patriot Auto Group, headquartered right here in Bartlesville. We have dealerships across the state, but choose to make Bartlesville my family's home. We've grown to over 100 employees right here in Bartlesville to serve not only our community's automotive needs, but the entire state's. I recognize that many of you are not in the market for a new car, truck, or SUV. But should you be in a situation where your lease is up, your family situation has changed, or whatever, please give Patriot Chevrolet or Patriot Buick GMC Hyundai the opportunity to earn your business. With 0% financing available for up to 84 months, the deals have never been greater. We live and work right here in Bartlesville, supporting our local community. We attend church and support local nonprofits. We're doing everything possible to keep our employees and customers safe by sanitizing constantly and offering delivery to your home for service and sales. The future is bright, Bartlesville. Let's stick in this together. Give our family an opportunity to serve you at Patriot Auto Group in Bartlesville.
Patriot GMC Hyundai, it just feels right.
Open up the champagne. It's my house. Come on. Turn it okay, on. It's right now 7:49, and we're back with Tech Talk with Charles and Charles. Gentlemen, take it away.
Hey, I was going to say one thing I've noticed, you know, in the last couple weeks, the first week of all this, you know, I wasn't having as many problems with finding some free time. I had a few days where I could actually play the piano in my shop and just kind of sit around because there wasn't anybody coming in. But then, you know, as soon as all these contractors from out of state that come in and fix these systems weren't able to come in, I started getting all these calls, and now I've been flooded with business. But one of the customers that I was dealing with was from a nursing home that has these automated chairs, you know, the roll-around wheelchair that's automated. And it has a lot of moving features. And we had to fix one of the drive sections in that the other day. And that was kind of a challenge. And you, the technology that goes into that was pretty impressive. You know, it had burned out a voltage regulator. It got hot because the guy had it plugged in and he was bored. So he was going back and forth on his chair, you know, just a few feet, just long enough for the cord to stay plugged in. And it got hot and it burned up this voltage regulator. So anyways, we got a new voltage regulator put in it. But I was sitting there looking at this thing and I thought, you know, I'm going to see if it rides good. So I took it outside my shop and took it down the sidewalk. And let me tell you, those little things can move. I thought I was gonna fall out the chair backwards. So it's kind of cool to see this technology that you don't get to see every day. I have to say, it's been kind of fun.
Well, they'll have that where you can just run it like they do the inventory machines, you know, that go down and up and down the aisles,
yeah,
carrying parts. You know, just think about programming the wheelchairs to do that. So you can go, you can send it to somebody, some patient room, and without them having the wheel, you know, because, you know, the nursing homes are kind of vulnerable right now.
Yeah, they are.
Keep your distance.
And, you know, and they're very hard. I imagine those people in the nursing homes are tired. They're having to do extra work, you know, because family members sometimes come in and visit their loved ones. And when they do, they would wheel them around and take them around and talk with them.
Sure.
But they don't have that now. So they're having,
yeah,
the staff's
yeah,
having
it's
to
all
do that.
Locked down. Yeah, you can't visit. You can't do any visits in nursing homes right now.
Yeah, there's
still,
things that we don't think about.
They're still getting hit because, you know, people are coming in and out of there still.
Yeah.
And like that Burlsville Health and Rehab was the one that got hit last weekend. And so they're struggling with that. Because, you know, it's hard to do nursing without being close to people.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be right next to them.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, my hat's off to them. But, you know, we need to protect those people as well and make that environment be a little bit more safe for them.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, I'm sure, for the medical field. You know, dealing with UV light, we talked about this last week. You know, I have the machine that you put your phone in that has UV, and it sanitizes the phone. It gets all the junk off of it, you know, and makes sure that there's nothing that's going to be harmful so that we can work on the phone for the customers, because phones get pretty dirty. They're in your hand all the time and pick up all the bacterias. But I have this device, but the only problem is I found out the other day that you have to make sure, and mine luckily was, but you have to make sure it's UVC and not just standard UV. The UV will take way too long to kill all kinds of viruses and bacteria, whereas with the UVC, it's much stronger, it's more medical, and it works at a shorter amount of time. So I do have a UVC machine. My kids bought it for me 1 year, and it was, I think they paid close to $250 for it. But it's a pretty neat machine. It actually does really well in killing viruses and so forth. So just one thing I learned this week, you know, UV is great, but only to a point can it do well with viruses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole distancing thing is just going to change things for quite a while, because I think, you know, here we are a couple of weeks into this kind of a lockdown mode.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be at least that before we see daylight.
Yeah.
You know, so that, we're talking about weeks.
Well, I can say this much. You're going to need a hug when this is all over, aren't you, Charles?
Yeah.
Is that social distancing is over, we'll give you a hug.
Well, you know, we have good spouses, you know,
yeah,
to kind of help with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everybody has that. You know, some people are just totally isolated. Just think of the people that actually catch the virus.
Yes.
They can't touch anybody. You know, so that's just tough. It's just tough all the way around. But, you know, you got to keep safe. We got to figure out how to protect ourselves and protect the ones around us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So this technology does give us a leg up, because I've been working with a lot of remote stuff. You know, I sent a dozen machines out about a week ago. They arrived and I got them all set up remote. I said, just plug them in and I'll take over. And then I got them set up so they can work remote.
Yeah.
Because I've been working with this school so they can start doing that. Because online learning now has taken on a big front and center, you know, as far as being able to kind of still keep operational. So, yeah, a lot of adjusting going on right now.
Yeah, that one of the things I was seeing is that they, I think they're using tablets. Are the kids, the students using tablets now, or how are they getting their schooling?
Chromebooks.
Well, most of them use this Chromebook. As a matter of fact, I was going to bring that up because they give you those little Chromebooks. They're only like 11-inch screen.
Yeah.
And I got some of those because I was testing it with this school, and they work okay, but the screens, you know, if you're used to a regular computer, you have a full-size screen that that's kind of everything is designed for. Well, what I found out, I can plug this little 11-inch, I've got a Samsung Chromebook. You know, I think they're like $100, $150. That's the kind of stuff the schools have. And but when you plug it into a monitor, now it looks like a regular full-screen machine. And I've been testing all kinds of stuff, and especially using it as a remote machine so that you can basically connect to your computer at work.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a lot of people are doing right now. And that little Chromebook works excellent. I mean, I've got, it just works like a regular desktop because you can't even tell that you're not physically there. So I was really impressed with those little things because I've been trying to figure out, okay, how do we make this work? But then I found some HP screens, which is, I think they're 20-inch, you know, LED screens that HP's been pushing now. Well, actually, I haven't been pushing it, but they're only like $60.
Yeah.
And so if you go to the HP site and put in P204 and search for that model, you'll see they have a whole bunch of them for like $60. So that's a heck of a deal for a 20-inch screen, you know, because it breathes some new life into those Chromebooks.
Yeah, it makes makes it a lot easier for the kid to see, I would imagine.
It makes it a whole lot easier. I mean, it works like a regular desktop now because the Chromebooks are essentially, it's like the Chrome browser as an operating system.
Now
you have to put extensions on there, and you basically configure it. Because it's got a Linux kernel, essentially. And, but it works good. I'm really impressed with this whole thing, especially if you're just running everything remote. All it's doing is pushing screens, connecting, and just refreshing it. And you know, you're operating, you can be operating from anywhere.
Well, one of the things I was wondering is, do they have, are they offering like a break system for them to get away from the screen for a moment? Because, boy, I would imagine that would be really hard on your eyes after a period of time.
Good question. I don't know. I don't know how the online stuff is working, but I know it's getting front and center.
Yeah.
The universities, the high schools, I mean, everybody's basically moving online. And what was amazing, how quickly they were able to do that.
Yeah, because I know with my computer and stuff, I have to step away for every couple hours to get away from it, just so my eyes can get a break.
I'm on this 90-minute cycle myself. Every 90 minutes, I get up and do something else.
Yeah.
You know, it's both a mental break and, it's easy on the eyes.
Yep.
When you get away.
Same with me. I've got to step away for every once in a while just so I can give my eyes a rest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know they were using Chromebooks. That's pretty interesting.
I think some of them have tablets, but even tablets, you almost need a keyboard, you know, so that it functions like a computer.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause that's what people are used to. Because, people just gravitate to what they know. And, like, the Chromebook's been an adjustment, but I've really explored it quite a bit here lately because it's such a small little device that's simple to carry around. So now you can be pretty mobile and then still get to your stuff. Because I've been sitting with a lot of home users where they can work from home.
Yep.
Well, gentlemen, we're getting toward the end of the show. Charles Wall, how can we get a hold of you?
I'm at the itvillage.one and I hang out there relatively regularly.
And Charles Miller?
I'm at 510 South Keeler downtown in the Professional Annex building. You can call and come down if you need a repair.
Gentlemen, great having you aboard today. Look forward to having you back next week, same time, right here on Tech Talk. Have yourself a great Saturday.
Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Nearly 37,000